Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 1 verses 10 to 14. He was in the world and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. As we stand a prayer, Lord, help us to think about our own situation. Our own situation in relationship to you. Show us yourself, we pray, and show us ourselves. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
So, please be seated. After more than 10 years here, you probably know I love looking at newspapers. And I enjoyed reading a letter end of November a few years ago in the Times. It was written by a man called Mr. G.H. de M. Cabut. And his address was the old rectory, Salat Cum Early, Essex. He wrote this: Sir, on inquiry in a well-known high street book retailer whether they had any book on Christmas, I was surprised to be told they did not stop fiction. I wonder what other titles will soon be found under that heading. Train timetables? Yours faithfully, Mr. G.H. de M. Cabut. I love that. That's rather a good letter written. And yes, when we come to Gospels, we need to realise what we have before us, because the staggering claim of Christians is that the Gospel gives us fact, not fiction, prose, not poetry, history, not myth, which means the Christian faith can be investigated and needs to be investigated as well. It's vital because the birth of Jesus means we're offered membership of God's family. I wonder what categories you split people into. We all do it a bit, don't we? As we look at them or hear them speak or see what they look like. But we're given different categories when it comes to our lives before the Gospel. And notice, would you please, first, that there are those to whom Jesus Christ comes and he's not recognised. You see, we categorise ourselves according to our attitude to Jesus Christ. Those to whom Jesus Christ comes and is not recognised. Verse 10, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognise him. Jesus, says John, is the one, verse 3, through whom all things are made. Without him nothing was made but has been made. He's not just the creator, but he's also one who has to do with us. And Christmas is about God humbling himself in order to make himself known to us all, to call us back to him, and to reveal the full extent of his love towards us. Imagine a play has a successful run in the West End Theatre in London. and the playwright attends the last performance before something else comes in after many, many months. And he goes, of course, as a guest and has been invited to a party after the last performance. Well, imagine, he goes to the party and he's ignored. Nobody takes any notice of him. It's a scandal, it's a tragedy. Well, God, in Jesus Christ, steps into history. And just as the playwright in that story went unrecognized, so for many, as Jesus Christ steps into history, he's not recognized as the Christ, the Savior, the Lord. And that's tragic because verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. And if he comes and is not recognized, it's no wonder that so many people in our country, our world, go through life confused and in darkness. There's a marvellous moment in the last couple of years of the Queen Mother's life where she was filmed visiting an old people's home, and the Queen Mother was speaking to one very elderly lady, and she said to this person, "Do you know who I am?" To which the Queen Mother received this reply, "If you don't know who you are, you need to go and see a nurse at the reception desk." But the plain message of creation is that God exists and can be known. Romans 1, verse 20. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men and women are without excuse. It's plain good manners to recognize someone for who they are. I love a bit of Isaiah 64, where the prophet says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you." And there are people saying to God, "If only you would come down. God, if only you'd show yourself to me." He has. And that baby, the Lord Jesus Christ, confronts us with the ultimate question: do you know who I am? The eternal Word of God became a man in Christ Jesus to make himself known to us. And it's tragic if we are one of those people to whom Jesus Christ comes and is not recognized. Second category: those to whom Jesus comes is recognized but not received. Verse 11, he came to that which was his own did not receive him. He came. It was a decisive event. Jesus was born. And the Greek literally means he went home. He went into his own things. Of course, it wouldn't be so bad if it was the Romans, the Greeks, or barbarians. And that was a bad reputation who rejected Jesus. That might even have been expected. But he did not go to any such place. He went home to God's own people, who had the scriptures explaining how God had constantly dealt with his own people and worked out a plan to bless the whole world through them. Of course, the Jews have a message of prophets and psalms. They'd been rescued from Egypt and from exile in Babylon. These were people who might be expected to know something of the ways of God. Would they not welcome God's Messiah? But when God's own Son came to them, his very own people did not receive him. Imagine you go home one day, worn out by the exertion of the day, and you've misplaced your keys. You say to yourself, "It doesn't matter, the family are at home." You ring the bell. Nothing happens. Nobody opens to you. The family are there and know you're there as well outside. Then a curtain at a window is drawn back a bit and eyes you know so well look out and see you there. They leave you standing outside. You say that couldn't happen. It did to Jesus. And the tragedy has been repeated again and again. The tragedy of rejection is as much part of our world as it was part of the New Testament world. The Jews rejected the Son, just as they'd rejected the prophets, and they tried to destroy him. They were preoccupied with their own agenda. God, for many of us, tragically in our country, is squeezed into a corner and we lose him amongst the celebrations. Reminder is that regular attenders at church, those who are familiar with things like the Jews were, may not find him while visitors do. Third category, those to whom Jesus comes and he's recognised and received. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed on his name, he gave the right to become children of God. God's Son, given by God the Father to God's world. He died that we might be forgiven, as we recall with bread and wine today. But friends, there are only three categories of people. Those to whom Jesus Christ comes and is not recognised. Those to whom Jesus Christ comes is recognised but rejected. And those to whom Jesus Christ comes and is recognised and received. There's no benevolent neutrality. There's no spiritual Switzerland when it comes to Jesus. And the shock of Christmas is that there are people who are not God's children. I wonder, to which category do you belong? It will all depend on your attitude to Jesus. Amen.